This meeting is now being recorded.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the new GTLD Subsequent Procedure Subteam Track 3, String Contention, Objections, and Disputes, held on the 11th of October, 2016. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room only. If you are only on the audio bridge, could you please let yourself be known now? Hearing no names, I would like to remind all to please state your name before speaking for recording purposes, and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I'll turn it back over to Karen Day. Please begin.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Karen Day, and welcome to this third meeting of our Work Track 3. I'd like to begin by asking if everyone is okay with the agenda that's proposed. It's in the notes column on the Adobe Connect room and was circulated prior to the meeting. I think we've had some new members join. If you were not on the circulation list last week, feel free to follow up with me afterwards and I can get you the documentation. But is everyone okay with the agenda? And does anybody have anything to add to the agenda? So please raise your hand or put a note in the chat. Not seeing anything. Jeff says it looks good. We will then move on. Item number two, does anyone have any updates to their SOIs that we should be alerted to since our last gathering? Seeing none, we will then check that item off and go on to number three, an update from the community. With regard to the letter that the Dr. Crocker and the board sent to the GNSO Council, I was wondering if Avery or Jeff, one, could give us an update on the status of that issue within the GNSO at large. Jeff, go ahead.
Okay.
Jeff?
Hi, this is Jeff Newman. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Yes?
Hear you fine, Jeff.
Yes, here. Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. Just waiting for acknowledgement. Thanks, Emily and Karen. So that letter with that was sent, it was a Steve Crocker letter. If you remember, it asked whether we could proceed with another round while at the same time developing policy, and if that was the case, which elements of policy must be decided prior to starting the round and which could proceed on a parallel path. We, the working group, responded that we did not have consensus in either way to proceed or not to proceed, and that we just didn't think that there was enough time to address those concerns. Constituencies and other constituencies and stakeholder groups responded as well. And right now the GNSO Council is putting together a draft response to Steve Crocker that synthesizes the comments that were received. And I believe, I'm trying to remember where I saw it, but I believe that Rubens had sent to the full list the proposed GNSO draft letter. If I'm misremembering, then let me know. But I know I saw a draft of that letter that was sent around, at least to the council for comment. So that's where we stand right now. And I expect the council to discuss that letter on the next call, which is, I believe, later this week, and then submit the letter to the board. Thanks.
Steve, you had your hand up. Go ahead.
Thanks, Karen. This is
want to add one. What Jeff was referring to, Ruben's actually forwarded that to the leadership distribution list, and I'll be sure to send that to the full working group list. So everyone can see that what the current draft is that the council is looking at the moment. Thanks.
This is Karen. I received two copies this morning, so I think he may have followed back up to the full list. Is anyone on the call that's on the full list can confirm? Save Steve the trouble of recirculating it. Okay. Well, Steve, I guess it didn't go to the full list. I don't know why I got two copies of it then. But if you will recirculate that, that would be great. In the meantime, we will keep plugging on. Item number four of our agenda today is something that I'd like to seek the group's input on. Part of the work that the leadership team within our PDP is doing along with staff is we are looking at what issues cross over between our different work teams within the PDP and cross over from our PDP to other community groups going on so that we can have eyes and ears where we need to have them and coordinate as is appropriate. What's on the screen now is the initial list of topics that staff came up with and that we, for our work track three, these are the topics that in a very high level that we've been tasked with, and these are the intersections that we see thus far with both the other subsequent procedures work tracks and other ICANN groups. We see for applicant freedom of expression that we may have some intersection with work track 2 and their discussion on public interest. We also see that may well intersect with the accountability community work group. For strength similarity, we're looking at crossover with our overarching issues on applications being dealt with by the full team and also the CCT review. The objections as well, looking at the overarching discussion going on in the full group. We did not note any ICANN-wide other groups that we might intersect with. Accountability mechanisms, of course, the Community Working Group on Accountability would be the ICANN group. We did not note at this time any potential intersection within our PDP. And then the final one is community applications. And, again, that may intersect with the overarching conversation going on within the full team on the different types of TLDs. Does anyone have anything that they'd like to add, anything that they'd like to correct with regard to this? Anything we haven't thought of? Work going on in the community wise. All right. Seeing none and no hands raised. Emily, Steve, I'll assume that we've got it covered in this chart, and we will move forward. If anybody thinks of anything later on as you're working with other groups or in your other work tracks, please raise it, send it out on the list, give staff a shout out, and so we can start to track it. All right, thank you. Next on our agenda, which we are going to start to look at today, objections based on limited public interest. And the first thing, and I sent around, I hope everyone received before last week, the spreadsheet consolidated view of limited public interest objections from the 2012 round and those case references. And the first thing I'd like to do is ask if who we have in our group that if anyone was involved in any of these limited public interest objections in the 2012 round. I know personally some members that were involved in different types of objections that we're going to get to later, but I'm not aware of any of you who are involved in these limited public interest ones. So if you could make yourself known, that would be tremendously helpful going forward, because it's really based on the experience of the 2012 round that we need to look at, you know, what was done, how it was done, and whether or not we need to make any recommendations for changes going forward. Is there anyone who was involved in any of these, who has an experience with these, that would like to speak to their matter? Jeff, I see you were involved in the objections against Hot Health. Oh, Dot Health. Okay. Would you care to come online and speak to that experience, please?
Sure. This is Jeff Newman. That was kind of a funny typo there. I was working at the time. I was at Newstar, and we were working with the Dot Health LLC, and I was challenged by the independent objector. But it was also challenged under community grounds, which we're not talking about now, but that was challenged on a couple different grounds. The limited public interest one, obviously we prevailed on that one, as did the other applications. We found it to be quite expensive. We found the independent objector was stretching arguments that trying to make the criteria in the guidebook somehow fit his own perceptions of what.
Jeff, I think you dropped out. Okay, well, we will give Jeff a second to get his audio back up, and when he does, Jeff, if you're hearing me, if you will type a note into the chat, I will bring you back online. But what I'm have heard from Jeff thus far is issues raised with regard to cost and issues raised with regard to criteria. With regard to the cost, the cost structure was laid out.
It basically was no skin off his back. Yeah.
We lost you right after you said about the independent objector stretching the criteria, perhaps. Then you were gone for like 5 minutes.
Sorry, am I back?
You're back.
Yeah, I just noticed that the my computer was held up for some reason. So, Kevin never lost me. Thanks, man. You're on my side. I don't know where you said you lost me around the stretching it. Well, I guess basically we thought the independent objector stretched the criteria to meet his own biases, based on work that he had done in the health industry previously.
Hi, this is Terry. Is everybody able to hear me at this time?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. And Jeff, it looks like you're muted. This is Terry from staff. I am contacting tech support to see if they can join us and help figure this out. Jeff, if you want to go ahead and try again.
Hi, this is Karen. I'm back. I apologize for that.
Hi, Karen. Thank you. This is Terry from staff, and I am contacting tech support. It appears we might be having some technical issues with our Adobe Connect room. If I could please try to encourage everyone to join on the telephone connection, and we can try to see if we can keep this meeting moving along.
Am I on the telephone connection or the Adobe connection? I had the Adobe call me.